Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For a lot of people, the recent $1,200 stimulus check and another one that could come later on this year aren't enough to keep them afloat. That's prompting many to make a tough decision. Should they tap into their retirement savings early to help pay the bills? Lawmakers are making it easier to do.
For lawmakers, this is a quick source of cash for a lot of people at little cost to governments in the form of greater deficits. You know, it's not like the government is handing this money to people. It's allowing people to take money that's already theirs.
But there are trade-offs in withdrawing money that was earmarked for retirement. Coming up, Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson will discuss the risks and share some best practices for replenishing any retirement money that you take out. There's a big question facing many these days. Should I tap into my retirement funds early to make ends meet? Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is with us to discuss the pros and cons. So, Ann, do we know how many people have taken advantage of looser rules governing withdrawals?
It's hard to know in the U.S. because we have a very decentralized system, and the 401k record keepers are the ones who sort of, you know that data. But the big ones that I've spoken to are saying that so far, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1%, maybe 1.5% of their participants have taken these withdrawals, you know, and that's only since March 27th and actually probably even more recent because a lot of 401k plans have been adding this feature only more recently. So it's a significant number, I believe, you know, given the short amount of time.
This seems like a good idea, especially considering the current economic crisis. But withdrawing from retirement savings early, it serves a changing work culture that's been going on for a long time.
In the U.S., we've always given people some access to their retirement savings for specific reasons. And people who, you know, have access to 401k loans, you know, some 20% of people actually take those loans. So there are a lot of people who use their 401ks and get access to the money early under certain circumstances. There are people who argue that it's appropriate to give people access to this money. I mean, for one thing, people don't have a lot in emergency savings, and they certainly don't have the significant amounts that they might need during the current crisis. The premise that people are going to be working for 40 years to fund a 30-year retirement is an increasingly outmoded one. I think we've seen, you know, certainly since the early 1990s, we've seen people stay in the workforce longer. You know, with the sort of demise or fading out of defined benefit pension plans, people have greater responsibility for funding their own retirements. So, and people have, you know, greater longevity, they have better health at older ages, and they want to work. So there's a combination of things going on that are propelling people to stay in the labor force longer. And so the thinking is that maybe, you know, people need access to some of this money earlier. For example, if they're switching careers, they might, you know, they might need to take a break to kind of retool.
So in the U.S., what are the rules for making withdrawals from your retirement account for those affected by the coronavirus?
Right. So for this year, for the year 2020, Congress enacted legislation that lets people take up to $100,000 from these accounts. Now, if it's a traditional 401k or IRA, you still have to pay income tax on your withdrawal. That obligation doesn't go away, but you're able to spread the tax out over 3 years if you want to. You're able to repay the amount. And they waive the 10% early withdrawal penalty that normally applies when people take money out before reaching age 59 and a half. So that's for withdrawals. They also have sort of expanded the loan limits allowed. So in the past, so the standard amount is that people are allowed to take up to $50,000 or half their account balance, whichever is smaller, in the form of a loan. And for this year, for 2020, they're able to take up to $100,000 or even 100% of their account balance.
Now, lawmakers who are loosening the rules, what do they see as the upside?
Right. So for lawmakers, I think, you know, they see a situation that was fast moving, and it still is. You know, there's a lot of people who are out of work. There are a lot of people who are suddenly plunged into sort of desperate financial situations, and they need access to cash. So for lawmakers, this is a quick source of cash for a lot of people at little cost to governments in the form of greater deficits. You know, it's not like the government is handing this money to people. It's allowing people to take money that's already theirs prematurely.
Well, like a lot of things in life, there's a trade-off.
Yeah, there's very definitely a trade-off. And I mean, all the people I've spoke to recognize that. And I think a lot of them just feel that they have no choice, you know, that they're sort of in a situation right now where they desperately need money to meet their obligations. And this is the only source that's readily available to them. And they understand that they are sort of borrowing from tomorrow to pay bills today. And it's not a pleasant situation to be in.
But are there concerns that people will use their 401k to dip into even after the crisis passes?
You know, in the United States, where we've always had these sort of looser rules towards people taking money out, I think that's been a factor for a while. And, you know, I think by virtue of Congress enacting this law and allowing people to take up to $100,000, which is a very big number, I mean, that sort of grabs attention to some extent, and it may loosen some of the psychological kind of barriers that people that prevent people from taking money out of retirement plans. I think that's probably even more of a factor in Australia, which featured prominently in the story that we wrote about, because they generally don't allow people access, or they only allow people access to their retirement savings in very restricted, limited situations, including like terminal illness. So by loosening those restrictions, the concern is that people in the next financial crisis, which hopefully we won't have, but you know, if we do, that there might be an expectation that people would have that they could get access. So that creates a situation where the government might you know, be faced with having to give people access, even though they would prefer not to.
So let's say somebody does withdraw from their 401k or their IRA. What should be in their plan to replenish those funds?
Well, you know, I think it's really hard for people, because I think people who are generally taking money out in this current situation, I mean, the amount of fear and concern tends to focus you really on the present. So the idea of, you know, thinking about the future may be a little bit far-fetched. But, you know, at the same time, it is a good thing. I think people feel very anxious about the idea of taking out retirement money. So if you can think about the future a little, it might lessen the anxiety. One thought is, it's just a very simple thought, but it's just to commit to saving more in the future. And from a behavioral finance perspective, this has been a very successful thing. And if you have access to a 401k plan, if you know are lucky enough to have a job and you have access to a 401k plan, there are features in a lot of 401k plans that allow you to actually just go in right now and commit to increasing your savings rate by 1% or 2% a year, whatever you opt for. So that's one simple way of doing it. Obviously, you can make a commitment to yourself to do that on your own. If you don't have a 401k at work, maybe you can do this through an IRA yourself. Or you can opt to tell yourself that you're going to commit right now to saving, you know, half of all future windfalls, whether they be bonuses, tax refunds, raises. That's another kind of successful way to play catch up.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.